The entrance to the Marchana Library Palace, heavy wooden doors flanked by two larger-than-life Greek marble statues, opened into the opulent vestibule, where a two-flight staircase took visitors to the upper loggias. Looking up as they walked the marble halls, Hanna fixated on the ceiling, which featured 21 roundels, circular oil paintings by seven notable Renaissance artists commissioned in 1556. They looked as fresh today as at the time they were painted, Hanna mused, overwhelmed by their unusual spherical beauty. Reaching one of the reading rooms, sunlight streamed in from the high glass ceiling, bathing the three-story room in a diffused natural light. Surrounding the reading tables on all sides were a series of Doric arches with a handsome frieze on one wall featuring rosy-faced cherubs and garlands of fruit and flowers. A slim, well-dressed man with long black hair, who looked to be in his 50s, was walking toward them, a welcoming smile on his face. Dominic smiled in response as the man approached.
"Padre Michael, welcome back to the Marchana," he beamed as he extended his hand.
"Paolo, what a great pleasure to see you again. This is my friend and colleague, Hanna Sinclair. Hanna, this is Paolo Manetti, curator of the Bessarion Library here." The three exchanged handshakes and pleasantries. Then Manetti turned, gesturing for them to follow him.
"We'll be using my private office to view the Iliad. Better to keep tourists from flocking around us. I already have it set up."
He led them through the upper loggia and down a corridor leading to various offices, entering a corner room that overlooked the piazzetta and the lagoon.
"Not only do you have a stunning library here, Signor Manetti," Hanna remarked, "but you probably have the best office in the building."
Manetti grinned shyly.
"Please call me Paolo, Miss Sinclair. And yes, I am very fortunate to have such a wondrous place to work. What you see around you is my life. Like our friend Michael here, my love for antiquities of the old world has no bounds."
Dominic nodded his head in agreement, then turned to his companion. "Hanna, if you'd like to better explore the library while Paolo and I are working, please feel free. We should only be a half hour or so. Take it all in. It truly is a marvelous old building filled with treasures you won't find anywhere else."
"I'll do that, thanks. Just come find me when you're ready."
Hanna turned and left the office, making her way back to the reading rooms and their glorious artworks and statuary. A large table in the center of Manetti's office held several reference books, various implements for examining documents, a digital microscope, magnifying glass, blacklight, leather sandbag weights, and several large parchment manuscripts which had been laid out on it. One in particular was the chief item of interest, the only copy of the commentary on Homer's Odyssey written entirely by the hand of the author. Putting on a pair of white gloves, Dominic handled the manuscript guardedly, gazing at the beautiful script by the hand of Eustathius of Thessalonica, the Byzantine scholar and rhetorician of the 12th century.
"This is our finest treasure, Michael, and one of the oldest in the library," Manetti said. "It will be one of the principal features of our exhibition. But now, look at this."
With a gentle flourish, Manetti reached across the table and pulled over two comparable manuscripts.
"These are Venetus A and Venetus B, the oldest texts of Homer's Iliad, with centuries of Greek scholia written in the margins."
As Dominic recalled, since the first century, ancient commentators, known as scholiasts, would insert grammatical or explanatory notations, even critical commentary, in the margins of the manuscripts of early authors. Over time, centuries in fact, successive copyists or those who owned a particular manuscript altered the scholia, and sometimes the practice expanded so much that there was no longer room for scholia in the margins, so it became necessary to produce them as separate works. No copy machines, just dedicated scribes working with Egyptian reed pens and feather quills to patiently reproduce one-of-a-kind originals.